Welcome. Today we're discussing some exciting news in the AI world, Google Gemini's latest model, Gemini 2.5 Flash.
Ooh, a flash of brilliance? Tell me more. What's the big deal with this 2.5 version?
Well, it's a significant upgrade from 2.0 Flash, especially in its reasoning capabilities. It's their first hybrid reasoning model, meaning developers can actually control how much the model thinks.
Turn thinking on or off? That sounds unusual. How does that even work?
Exactly. They've introduced this thinking budget concept, letting developers balance quality, cost, and speed. Want a faster, cheaper response? Dial down the thinking. Need more in-depth analysis? Crank it up.
So it's like a think-o-meter. But really, what's the performance difference?
Huge, according to Logan Kilpatrick, Gemini AI Studio's product lead. Even this early version shows massive improvement. The article gives a great example of generating an SVG of a pelican riding a bicycle.
A pelican on a bike? Classic. Okay, walk me through this example. How does the thinking budget affect the pelican?
With the default setting, where Gemini decides how much to think, it produced a pretty decent SVG, and even in the description, recognized it was supposed to be a pelican. But when the thinking budget was set to zero, the output was cheaper and faster, but the description, well, let's just say it described a yellow bird. Not quite a pelican.
Got it. So less thinking, faster results, potentially less accuracy. Makes sense. What about maxing out the thinking budget?
I tried that too. The result? It seemed to overthink it. The SVG was interesting, and the cost was significantly higher. It described a bird-like figure, but not in a way that suggested elegant pelicanness.
Sounds like finding that sweet spot in the thinking budget is key. Now I'm a bit of a code nerd. Anything in there for me?
Absolutely. This is where I got excited. Gemini 2.5 Flash writes really clean SVG code. Well-structured CSS, comments, the whole shebang. I was impressed with the attention to detail and the developer-friendly approach.
Okay, I'm sold. So, where does this put Gemini 2.5 Flash in the grand scheme of AI models?
According to the LM Arena leaderboard, it's right up there tied for second place with some heavy hitters like ChatGPT 4.0 latest and Grok 3, just behind Gemini 2.5 Pro.
Wow, that's impressive. Seems like Google's putting up a good fight in the AI model arena. Any final thoughts?
I'm definitely intrigued by this controllable thinking aspect. It offers developers so much flexibility to fine-tune the model for specific needs and budgets. It'll be really interesting to see how this evolves as they refine it. Well, that's all for today's discussion on Gemini 2.5 Flash. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.